How important is confidence when you're playing defense?
I think confidence is huge. That's probably half the game is, you know, mental. Mm-hmm. You know, so when you got that confidence going and you know what you're doing on the field, and, you know, that helps you a whole lot.
So how much more do you have right now as a unit than mm-hmm. at any time since yeah. you've been here?
I think we're playing with as much confidence as we've ever played with. Mm-hmm. We know what we're doing. We're sound in our scheme. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of people playing well, you know, so that also helps. So I think this defense and this team is playing with a lot of confidence.
Otero, you got here. You were part of some defenses that really struggled
yeah.
to stop the run. So what's so much different now?
Well, I think we have a lot of experience on this team. We got most of our front seven came back from last year, so it always helps when you have another year under your belt, as well as we have a really good scheme. And when you buy into that scheme, you know, you see, you know, it pays dividends. So I think we're starting to see that.
Coach Fisher called you and Tyrell more like two more coordinators out there on the defense. Do you feel like you've been able to adjust to Elko's defense pretty quickly?
Yeah, you know, we still got a lot more, you know, stuff that we can do a lot better. But it starts with communication. So you just got to make sure the guys are on the same page. Every play, you know, when, especially when you're at home at Kyle Field, you know, it gets real, real loud in there. So you just got to make sure that everyone's on the same page, and it's kind of on us as the linebackers to do so.
Do you think Saturday's might have been y'all's best game? I know you shut down a guy like Benny Snell, and I know you don't really like to look back, but I mean, if you could, do you think, or I guess, happy with the way y'all as a defensive unit played Saturday?
Yeah, yeah, and I'm definitely happy with the way our defense played, and even in that game, there was a lot of mistakes that I made and that we made as a defense. So it just shows, you know, how much we can really improve still. So I'm just excited to get to practice and, you know, build off of that.
Could you sense some frustration on Kentucky that has had such a so much success running the football, and then they were struggling? Could you sense anything or hear anything from them?
Not really. I mean, you know, things get a little chippy, you know, just trash talking and all that. But, you know, we don't really pay that any attention. You know, we're just going to go out there every drive and just do what we do.
When you're shutting down somebody's run game
yeah.
like that, what's that do for you guys?
I mean, well, when you shut down someone's run game, it makes them one-dimensional. So,
that play in your favor?
Definitely, mm-hmm. definitely, because now you know more of what they're going to do and what they like to do in those type of situations. So it helps our defense kind of lock into what they're really about to do.
How impactful has it been to have three D tackles out there at the same time for a bunch
yeah.
of snaps? How much has that really aided the runs?
I mean, it makes it a lot easier on us as the backers for sure when you got your D-line playing so well, you know, and they're just taking up blocks, taking up space. So it really helps the defense as a whole, and especially for the linebackers.
Since you see them every snap, who's playing the best of those
teams? Oh, man, they try to get me. I don't know, you know. Everyone's playing so well, you know. Daylon really came on. Bouquet is playing great. Kiki, whether he at end or he's at DT, you know, he's playing great. So, you know, it's hard to say.
Should we just expect A&M to shut down the opposing running games from now on?
I mean, us as a defense, we expect that every week, you know, because we know what we're capable of. And we know, you know, if we put our best foot forward and we're locked in, that, you know, we can have those type of Saturdays every Saturday.
What does it mean when you go on the road with a really good defensive team? How important is that, especially away from home?
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, when we go away from Kyle Field, we don't have that home field advantage of the noise. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's even more critical that as a defense you come ready to play, mm-hmm. you know, because you never know what's going to happen. So it's always good to have a good defense.
Do you feel like a team does take on the personality of its coach? I know it's an old cliche, but do you feel like that's true? And has that been true the last couple of years?
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, when you come in with a new coach, he kind of changes the culture of things and the chemistry of things, and just kind of a whole new attitude. So I definitely say so.
Y'all have gotten off to fast starts before, and then in the second half of the season,
yeah.
faded. Why is this year going to be different?
I think from the beginning of spring through the summer and fall camp, you know, that's what we preached, was staying consistent, and that's how we trained, That's how we practice. So I think that'll be the big difference.
Can you talk about playing in South Carolina? I know you've been there before. Yeah. Kind of what challenges is it going to be on the road at Williams-Brice?
Absolutely. South Carolina, it's a great stadium there, a great atmosphere. That was my first college game was there. So, you know, I'm excited to be back there and excited to get a road win.
What do you remember from that first college game? How nervous were you?
Yeah, well, I didn't play, so that was good. I was real nervous. I was real nervous. Crowd was crazy. It was just really good experience.
That was in 2014, right?
Yeah.
So you're as old as the SEC network.
Yeah, basically. Definitely.
I'm assuming the opposing quarterback has something to do with it, but lately, the last couple of games, you haven't given up very many big plays in the back end or even in the run game either. But why you been able to shore that up? Because against Bama and some games before that, Attar, that was y'all's Achilles heel, was giving up, you know, 20-yard plus plays. Lately, you haven't been doing that. What's changed?
Yeah, I mean, well, just as the games go on and the weeks go on, I think the defense just gets better as a whole. And even, you know, the DBs, you know, we have really good DBs. And once you start playing well together, and, you know, this is the first year in this defense and this scheme. So, you know, they're just getting better week by week. And I think that's what y'all are seeing.
How are y'all built now to finish stronger in October and through November as opposed to maybe a couple of
years? Yeah, I mean, just like I said, just starting in spring, that's what we kind of focused on. And I think that's the mindset of the whole team. You know, we can't fade, and we got to stay locked in, and we got to just stay on this same path.
Is Schmidt factor a big part of that?
Absolutely. Absolutely, with the training and the summer programs. I think we'll be a lot more ready to sustain a whole season. So he's definitely a big part of that.
Because y'all always say this time in October,
yeah,
you prepared for it, and it's not going to happen again.
Yeah.
So was Schmidt the difference in it, or just the summer program, or –
I mean, I guess we'll see, you know, but from my experience, you know, it was a different summer. Definitely, it was a different summer. So I think that's what's going to help us.
How challenging is this 3 stretch in a row that you're away from home? It's a long time to go 3 games in a row.
Yeah, it's hard to get a win on the road in the SEC. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a real, real challenge. But I think we're up for it, and I think we're going to be, you know, locked in and ready to do what we have to do.
Are the South Carolina 2 quarterbacks, if the starter comes back from that knee injury and plays, are they different than the kid that just beat Missouri? Are they 2 different quarterbacks, or they play the same style? What's the challenge on you guys for that?
Well, you definitely have to know which quarterback is in the game. That's a big key to know. So we'll be ready for whichever quarterback is ready to play. So.
What happened to the pinky?
You know, slight injury, but I'm fine.
That happened this past Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. How specifically has Coach Schmidt changed things? Maybe what are a couple of examples where we say, okay, this is different than it has been?
Just like little things, and just our conditioning. We do different style of conditioning that we did, you know, in the past couple of years, which is probably the biggest difference to me, how we run and how we focus on that. So I think that'll definitely help us.